美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
我们已经给大家介绍过两个和脖子，也就是人身体上的颈部有关的常用语。脖子在英文里就是
neck, N-E-C-K, neck。
今天我们再来给大家讲解两个和 neck 有关的习惯用语。第一个是
to get it in the neck. To get. Get is spelled G-E-T. To get it in the neck.
To get it in the neck 就是一个人受到惩罚或者是受到损失。大家肯定都记得古时候处死犯人的时候往往是用杀头的方法。To get it in the neck 这个俗语可能是和杀头有关系。我们来举个例子。这是一个人下了班到酒吧去喝酒聊天，但是他突然看了看表，然后说
Uh-oh, I was supposed to be home for dinner at 6 and it's already 7:30.I've got to go right now or I'll get it in the neck from my wife. And she's cooking my favorite dish, a nice big pot roast.
这个人说，要不得了了，我应该六点到家吃晚饭的，可是现在已经是七点半了，我得马上就回家，否则我太太要把我杀了。她今天还煮了一大锅我喜欢吃的焖肉。在西方，不少人，尤其是男人，下了班先要到酒吧去喝几杯酒。有些人老是去一个酒吧，因此他们和酒吧里的服务员和顾客都很熟悉，下了班上那儿去坐一会儿，和那些熟人聊会儿天，轻松一下，然后再回家吃晚饭。上面例举例说话的人就是在酒吧里聊天，聊得把时间都忘了。我们再给大家用慢速把这句话念一遍。
Uh-oh, I was supposed to be...at home for dinner at 6 and it's already 7:30. I've got to go right now or I'll get it in the neck from my wife and she's cooking my favorite dish, a nice big pot roast.
美国人很喜欢外国的工艺品、古董或者是一些好玩的小玩意儿，他们把这些东西作为家里的摆设，供自己和客人欣赏。下面这个例子是一个孩子请了几个同学回家来玩，不小心把他妈妈心爱的花瓶打破了，他心里很害怕，他对几个同学说
That vase is my mother's favorite. She liked it so much that she brought it back all the way from China last year.I'll get it in the neck, I'm sure, when my mom finds out that I broke it.
这孩子说，那个花瓶是我妈最喜欢的，正因为她非常喜欢，所以她去年老远从中国带回来的。我妈知道我打破这只花瓶以后，我肯定她会惩罚我的。我们再来把这个例句慢慢的念一遍。
That vase is my mother's favorite.She liked it so much that she brought it back all the way from China last year. I'll get it in the neck, I'm sure, when my mom finds out that I broke it.
下面我们再给大家讲解一个和 neck 有关的习惯用语。
To stick one's neck out. To stick. Stick is spelled S-T-I-C-K. One's neck out. Out is spelled O-U-T. To stick one's neck out.
中文里有一个说法，枪打出头鸟。To stick one's neck out 的意思和枪打出头鸟的意思一样，也就是说，要是你把脖子伸出去，那你就会有危险受到伤害。 有的时候，有的人很有勇气出头露面为别人打抱不平，但是这样做可能并不明智。下面这个例子是一个政界人士的朋友在给他提供劝告。
You know, I admire you for not being afraid to stick your neck out for your old friend who's running for mayor. But it would be a mistake to stick it out too far. Your friend has no chance at all to win, and helping him won't make you popular with the new mayor.
这位朋友说，你不怕出面帮你的朋友竞选市长，我很钦佩，这你也知道。但是要是你过分的帮他忙，那就是错了，因为你的朋友根本就不可能当选。而帮他的忙会使新的市长对你不高兴。竞选的时候，一个政界人士站在哪一位候选人一边，就好像是下赌注一样。上面这个例句就说明了这一点。我们再把这句话慢慢的念一遍。
You know, I admire you for not being afraid to stick your neck out for your old friend.Who's running for mayor, but it would be a mistake to stick it out too far. Your friend has no chance at all to win, and helping him won't make you popular with the new mayor.
或者是为了某种权益而出头为大家争取，这是值得令人钦佩的精神。但是有的时候愿意出头的人也容易被人利用。下面这个例子就是一个人在说他的同事如何想利用他。
Nobody in our project likes Jack because he's too selfish. Most of us would like to kick him out of the project, but nobody wants to offend him. They urge me to take the action. Well, I'm not about to stick out my neck.
这个人说，我们这个项目里没有人喜欢杰克，因为他太自私，大多数人都想把他赶出这个项目，但是没有人愿意得罪他，他们都怂恿我来采取行动。得了，我才不会出头干这种事儿，我没那么傻。我们把这个例句再给大家用慢速来念一遍。
Nobody in our project likes Jack because he's too selfish. Most of us would like to kick him out of the project, but nobody wants to offend him. They urged me to take the action. Well, I'm not about to stick out my neck.
各位听众，今天我们讲了两个和 neck 有关的习惯用语。第一个是
to get it in the neck.
To get it in the neck 是受到惩罚或者是受到损失。我们今天还讲了
to stick out one's neck.
To stick out one's neck 就是枪打出头鸟的意思。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。